William and the Gentle Yeti. William, the mountain cowboy, was embarking on a big adventure. His little sisters, 2-year-old Lily and 14-year-old Emma, were watching eagerly as he prepared to find a Yeti. William had his lasso ready and a determined sparkle in his eyes. As William set off, Lily toddled behind him, clutching her favorite stuffed animal, and Emma followed with a book about mythical creatures. "Remember, Will, the Yeti is a gentle giant," Emma called out. He spotted the Yeti's large, fluffy silhouette against the snowy backdrop. Taking a deep breath, William tried to lasso the Yeti's leg, but the rope simply bounced off. "Mistake number one," Emma noted. "Yetis need kindness, not ropes." William then tried to shout commands, but the Yeti just looked confused. "Mistake two," Emma sighed. "Yetis don't understand our words. Use gentle gestures." William waved slowly, and the Yeti shyly waved back. The hours passed, with William making more mistakes, like trying to offer the Yeti a hat it was too small, or singing it a cowboy tune it echoed too loudly. Each time, Emma would gently point out the better approach, like showing the Yeti a drawing or sharing a quiet story. Lily, with her stuffed animal, mimicked William and the Yeti played along, creating a game of peekaboo that made Lily giggle with joy. As the sun began to set, William had learned all 12 lessons. The Yeti, now trusting the cowboy and his kind sisters, followed them home. That night, they all shared a meal, and the Yeti became a friend of the mountain valley. "Thanks, Emma, for teaching me the right way," William said as they watched the Yeti play with Lily. "And Lily, for showing how laughter brings us together." And so, William discovered that capturing a friend's heart was more important than capturing a Yeti.